Yes, they were ducks. I could smell duck feathers. Holy smokes, I had just stumbled onto a bunch of phantom ducks. Yes, that comforter thing was actually filled with a whole bunch of sneaking, trespassing phantom ducks. And I knew in my deepest heart of hearts that the comforter would never air out as long as it was filled with phantom ducks. I barked another warning, even louder and sterner than the first one, and ordered those sneaking ducks to climb out of there. They didn't. And at that point, I knew I would be forced to go to sterner measures. I hated to do it, but if they wouldn't come out, I had to go in. Pretty impressive, huh? I mean, most pups my age were still playing silly games, chewing on old socks and rolling balls around. Not me, fellas. I knew that a dog's life is serious business and that we were put here on this earth to do important work. This would be the stiffest challenge of my life. Rushing the comforter, busting through the outer layer, making a forced entry, and then arresting all 17 of those sneaking, trespassing phantom ducks. At this early stage in my career, I'd never gone up against 17 phantom ducks. And yes, I was a little nervous about it. But Ma had raised me to be brave in the face of instuperous odds. I think it came from the cowdog side. Bravery was just built into our line. Bravery, courage, and great intelligence. Anyways, there I was, ready to launch my first major investigation and hurl myself into deadly combat against a small army of phantom ducks. I was trembling with excitement. Those foolish ducks were fixing to learn a painful lesson about guard dogs and life.